The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. Coming up, James, Betty, and Beth share ways we can pierce the darkness of this world to release the transforming power of His kingdom in your life and to the world around you.
No matter how he and I talk, we'll just talk our heads off and get just riled up. And then Betty will come through with something and we'll just sit back and go, well, there it was. And it was just, so it always comes down to a Betty moment, doesn't it, James?
Absolutely.
Always, over and over again.
God's kingdom in you, next.
I'm so excited we can share this time together. I really do thank you for watching the program. You know, life today has been a blessing to people all over the world because it's so much more than simply a name or a title. It really is learning how to experience life today, every day. And one of the things that we point out, I think it's really important for you to understand, you will really live life the way you want to live it when you begin to share the life of God with others. I mean, if you want to experience the fullness of love, release that love towards someone. I want to encourage you to get what Beth Moore has joined with me and Betty in sharing, and that is the reality of God's kingdom in you. The subtitle, Living in His Presence in the Present. See, people have erroneously reduced the kingdom of God to a future reward rather than a present reality. And of course, there's the future heaven, where there are no more challenges, where there's no enemy, no disease, no death, no sorrow. Those things, the former are gone. But Jesus prayed for the will of God to be done on earth as in heaven. And he sent us as sheep not to the slaughter, sheep amidst and among wolves, but in the shadow of the shepherd, in his covering, his presence, his provision, his watch care. And this is what God is telling us we're to live in. This kind of a shelter. This is kingdom reality. I shared a story in this series, which you can get it in five parts, God's Kingdom in You, where Beth Moore, Betty and I are sharing, I believe, the most exciting journey you're ever going to find yourself suddenly embarking on, the reality of it. But I shared a story about how a blind dog helped me see. And by the way, if you would like to know what I'm writing every week relating to church issues, issues of spiritual significance and national concerns and how we can prayerfully address them, you can go to my website, jamesrobison.net. What I'd really love you to do is take this time that I literally pour my heart out. When I wrote about the blind dog that helped me see, I was trying to take you into an experience where the kingdom presence of God could be revealed in a public place. In that instance, in an office depot, office supply. Listen, go to jamesrobison.net, scroll back through, look at all the different things. I shared a very highly interesting article about spending time with Glenn Beck, how Betty and I interacted and prayed with him and prayed for him. How do we pray for people who are visible, who've seen something in us, and they invite us in to talk about the kingdom and about Jesus? You ought to read that article. You can go on lifetoday.org, go over to the right side of that page, and also find my columns. What I'd like you to do is begin to build your own network of sharing insights. If you believe that God has given us something to offer, pass it on to others. I am convinced as you access those commentaries and the devotionals, you'll want to forward them to someone. I'm also convinced you get God's kingdom in you, and you're going to find God's kingdom presence becoming a reality. Not just something you read about in the Bible, but something you're experiencing daily. Let's join some of that session, brief portions of it that you can get in nearly 5 hours of teaching, five sessions on DVD or CD or both, along with Jim Hilton's book, The Supernatural Skyline, Where Heaven Touches Earth. Fabulous book, written by a pastor that is literally full of the kingdom life of God. Enjoy the time that Betty and I spent talking about the kingdom and sharing with you. Beth, we're teaching under the basic umbrella of the basics of life.
That's right.
All right? But it's fulfilling God's kingdom agenda. And we're trying to talk about God's kingdom in us. Like you just said a while ago, it is in us right now, which is what Jesus said. Well, Betty has been knowing she's going to be a part of this. And we've just been having awesome kingdom times together in the presence.
Have.
She gets up so excited and so happy.
I had such... Well, let me tell my story.
You know, you
this is about to get good. Don't stop. Don't start. Go while you can, Betty.
He's getting a drink. Hurry. When I got up this morning, I mean, I couldn't have had a sweeter time with the Lord. I mean, He took me back to some notes that I've written as far as 2 or 3 years back. Mm-hmm. Like, do you remember this when you wrote this? And I thought, how sweet.
Yes.
Because they were my heart going out to Him.
Yes.
It was my expression of what He's done and is doing in my life. And I wrote them down. And so... when James got up, you called, mm-hmm. and you were really excited.
It was 7:15 this morning.
Okay, you call, and Beth, oh, I'm just ready for this. I'm so excited about it and everything. And so he hung up from talking to you, and I said, well, I feel that same way. I said, let me just tell you, read you a couple of things that God just really showed me in my quiet time with Him. And I did, and I said, I'm going to get out and do some errands. And so I get out, and he's there. He's back at the house. And so a couple of hours go by, and I called him. And I said, honey, I don't know what's happening now, but I feel like there's an onslaught of attack from the enemy. I said, I can't do this tonight. I can't do it. You and Beth, you're the smart ones. You have the Bible knowledge. You're the scholars. You don't need me. I don't know where I fit in. And I'm just boo-hooing over the phone.
Oh,
you know, I'm crushed. And I just, the last thing I'd read before I left the house is put on the full armor of God.
Yes.
But you know, that doesn't mean that there's a reason we're wearing that armor. There's a reason He tells us to put it on because of the attacks of the enemy. And so I needed the encouragement and the love that I knew I was going to get when I called my husband to encourage me and remind me of how sweet Jesus is.
Yes.
And how loving and how complete He is in me. And that I didn't have to take the lies and the manipulation and just the attacks of the enemy. And so when I got home, my husband ministered to
me. Yes.
He was so sweet how God used him to be an encouragement to me. Just because we're walking in this kingdom here with Jesus doesn't mean the enemy, he's waiting for every opportune moment to attack you.
Yes.
And that's why the fellowship of sweet Christians is so important,
Beth. Is.
We have to have that. And you're talking about the body working together.
Betty, I had that same kind of day yesterday, and see, I had no idea we needed to have talked this morning. Because that is how the enemy comes against us. And one of the points we really want to make with you is that the enemy has his own kingdom agenda. He has a counterfeit. Anything God is doing, the enemy is trying to counterfeit. And one of the things he has forever wanted, which is the very thing that got him kicked out of the presence of God, was that he wanted to be the Most High over his own kingdom. And so he attacks us, this onslaught of the enemy, and for it to be timed around the moment we were coming together united in a message over the kingdom is so like him, because that's exactly how he does business.
You know, when you reference, and I was listening, of course, hit me like a, you know, blow in the chest to hear your heart. And I could hardly wait for her to get home so I could go over and sit by her and hold her. Here's what I felt. Listen to me. There are people here in the studio and at home. At least I feel that way a lot. I don't have anybody hold me. My husband wouldn't seem to know how to hold me. don't really feel like I have anybody to hold me. All right, now, please. God, I lived there a lot. Little kid looking out the window wondering if I'd ever see my mother again because I was just left somewhere. I know what it feels like. But here's the thing I want you to hear. This is what I think is just huge. The reason a lot of men don't know how to hold a broken heart or hold a woman in arms of real love is they never have seen it. Beth, that's the lack of kingdom imprint. Yes. We don't know how to be fathers because we've not revealed the Father very clearly, and that is kingdom. And I just want to say to all of you that I don't know how long I'll be here on planet Earth. I mean, they were celebrating what would have been Reagan's 100th birthday here a while back, and he was elected president when he was 70. Well, I'm pressing in on that age. And yet I feel like I was just born. I feel like it's just the beginning of my life. Betty, you've heard me say that many times. I don't know how long I'm going to be here. I don't know how long before Jesus comes, but I want you to get this, and I'd like you to really get it straight. I know he's coming back, and I rejoice in that. It's nothing but better for me when he comes. But I'm not looking for an escape route. I've got the King of Kings and Lord of Lords living inside of me. And by the way, Beth was talking about that king a while ago. We're joint heirs with Christ, but there's no joint kings. No. And one king. His name is Jesus.
That's right.
Period. It's Jesus. And so if you want to get that anointing that's on his head on you, you submit to that head.
Yes.
But if you'll submit to that head, now I'm telling you, several things will happen. Now you got to believe this. I'm going to help you hear this. Yes, Betty had some comfort from me, but I can promise you she would have if I had not been there.
Yes.
She was already hearing about that armor.
That's right.
She was already hearing some things from the Father in heaven. She was already getting kingdom truth. God would have been holding her and she would have known.
That's right.
Just like I know he holds me and will hold me.
Right.
He will hold you right where you are, right where you are. God, hold my hurt, hold my heart. But with that holding, say, God, let me make such an imprint on others that they'll learn the importance of being a comforter, to comfort people with the comfort wherein we've been comforted.
Yes, yes.
That's the comfort of God. That's the comforter. That is the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
And so this is what you're asking for. Listen, I'm somehow, God help me help them understand this. If we can get you, this is kingdom life. This is what we're talking about. If we can get you to move out of your little limited world, of everything surrounding your little world, however catastrophic it is, whatever it is, if you can just get outside that world, get in his world under this covering of the kingdom and begin to make a difference in other people's lives, you're going to be amazed at what happens to your world.
Yes.
Now, Betty, in all honesty, if I hadn't been there, would you have been all right?
I would have been all right.
Yes.
What if I'd have just made a mess and hadn't showed up? What if I hadn't been sensitive? What if I'd have just said, tough it up, girl. Come on. You tough it up. Come on.
I was already hearing the Lord in my heart and just his comforting me. I knew I was going to be all right.
Yes.
It was a blessing to have James there.
See,
but I knew God was already there.
Well, James and I knew you were going to be more than all right because what we have said many, many times and said a number of times to you is that no matter how he and I talk, we'll just talk our heads off and get just riled up. And then Betty will come through with something and we'll just sit back and go, well, there it was. And it was just, so it always comes down to a Betty moment, doesn't it, James?
Absolutely.
Always, over and over again. But something that we're talking about, and as you were sharing that, our need for one another and unity and to be under the one head, not that he's not conferred to us kingdoms, but the kingdom. I began thinking in preparation for today how one of the strongest laws of the kingdom is that united we stand and divided we fall. And we've got to have the body. You know, something that comes to me from time to time in verses like Romans 8:28 that we very often say to one another if we're active in God's Word, that we know that all things work together for good for those who love God and are called according to His purpose. But Betty, one of the things I love about it is it says, we know. See, sometimes when I'm not so sure, We know. We need the body to come together, because in our isolation, problems can become so pervasive and so overwhelming that we can't see out from under it all by ourselves. But a couple of other kingdom people come along beside us and remind us of the power that has been conferred upon us through the kingdom, and that the only reason why the enemy is trying to assault us is because he's intimidated about what could happen through us if Christ really overtook us, if we could get that through our heads. Mm-hmm. That's the beauty of the united body. Something that we talked about in our first part of the kingdom segment together was how we've taken the doctrines regarding the Holy Spirit and have found all of these different houses and divisions over it. And I thought to myself at that point, how ironic. The very thing to bring us together, the Holy Spirit, is what binds us together, Christ's Spirit in us, when we receive His Spirit through our salvation. That it's the very thing that unifies us and causes all these parts of the body to work together, and yet that's the thing the enemy uses to divide us. We've got to start looking. We've got to start seeing where the enemy is coming against us and breaking down the power of the house, because we're so divided. And He knows if He can keep us there, that's where He wins over. He does not win the war, but He can win battle after battle after battle, because all He's got to do is get us to disagree over something that is usually so secondary to the point. What sometimes we'll talk about in Wednesday class, there are spine issues, but then there are rib issues that we can feel completely differently about and still be a house united. Mm-hmm. We know that we are saved through the blood of Christ Jesus and Christ Jesus alone, that He came in the body and dwelt among us and gave His life for us. Those are spine issues. All of the rest of these things are eschatology, are doctrines of spiritual gifts. These are not the kinds of things for us to fall apart over.
Absolutely.
We've got to unite. This is an all-out war we're in, a spiritual war, and it takes the body coming together as one people, just the way Christ prayed.
You know, I have told a number of people over the years, and even on television, I might have referenced it a time or two, that years ago, and I imagine this, I'm a young evangelist, but I'm having huge crowds, and Billy Graham loved me from the time I was 19 years old. But at a point in my life, and probably in my early 30s, I called Billy, and Billy was probably, at that time, he was approaching 60, because he's in his 90s now. And I called him up, and I basically chewed him out. Because I said, why do you have all these different people on your platform? You got every kind of person up there, and you got them in the counseling area, and all this. And why in the world, why do you compromise with all these people? Imagine, it makes me ashamed to say who I think. And yet, Beth, this is the way preachers talk about and to each other all the time.
Yes.
I'd been trained, I'd learned from preachers how to talk to preachers. So I just went ahead and called the big shot, most famous one in the world, told him off. You know, might as well show everybody what a man of God I am. I held Billy Graham off. And I said, here's what he said to me. He's so kind. He's just such a precious man, so full of Jesus. He said, do you know these people you don't want me to be around? I said, no, I wouldn't want to be seen with them. I don't want to be seen with these people. He said, well, I know them. And he said, I love them, and I see Jesus. And then he had, and here I'm a Baptist, you know, and I'm telling the boy, we got to hold up an errant word of God, you know. And I used to just beat people near to death with the word of God. I could just pound them with it, you know, just really make them feel better all over. And I really use it as a bludgeoning instrument sometimes, and I was good at it, and really good at it. I was really good. And I listened, and I said, he said, I don't know if you know this, Mr. Baptist, but I couldn't have a crusade out of the United States if I didn't have Pentecostals and Charismatics helping me. I wouldn't even be able to have one. And I felt like, you know, somebody kind of hit me with a stun gun, you know, for a second. And he said, and there are a lot of places where, you know, Catholics are really hungry for the gospel, and I just love them. Well, it really stunned me, but I paid a price. I began to get to know the people that I'd been taught not to know. Mm-hmm. And as I got to know them, I not only saw Jesus, but I began to become more like Jesus and have more love. And I watched adjustments being made in the whole family. Beth, I've seen people adjust in areas where they were missing the mark. And I've adjusted in so many ways. But the major adjustment is love, to where if we reach a place that we say, I don't agree with you on that, or I think you're wrong, I can still speak the truth in love.
Yes.
I don't have
yes.
to divorce them. They're still family. How many people have family members that have been out of sync, but they were still family? You don't throw them out of the family. You say, well, I want to see them come back. And then a lot of times, you're the one that does some adjusting
yes.
in order for things
yes.
to get right in the relationship. I think that we've really failed, Beth, to realize how important it was what Jesus prayed in John 17,
yes.
that we be, here's the way he prayed it, that we be one with the Father as he is with the Father.
Yes.
See, this is where
yes.
the whole kingdom starts, is the Father. This is his kingdom, where he is God, and Jesus is Lord, and he's King. And so he said, I pray that you'll be like that, and then you'll be perfected in unity. You'll have a love that it's obvious to the world
yes.
in my disciples because of the way you love one another.
That's
not
right.
because you all agree, not because you're all the same, you're all meeting under the same bushel covering. No, because you're all up on the light, illuminating the area where you are and learning together and loving each other while you're learning. And even in the error of your ways, you'll be able to be corrected by love. With all my heart, I pray that you will join us praying for a spiritual unity that Jesus prayed for in his last prayer. One with the Father, perfected in unity with one another. One with the Father as he is with the Father. This is kingdom life. Now listen, God has called us to minister to the suffering all over the world, to love the suffering. He has called us to rescue the perishing, to practice redemptive works, to not only talk about the love of God, but demonstrate it. And the viewers of Life Today, you can't watch Life Today frequently and not desire to help someone in need. Right now, we've got a major focus here to get the church to come together in holy health, in a spiritual oneness with the Father. Yes, to find common ground to address common concerns without compromising any theological or biblical positions. We don't have to. We've compromised the greatest, love for God and love for one another. And the world knows it. Jesus said, they'll know you're my disciples because you love one another. And you can't love each other properly without kingdom presence, the power of God. So you be praying for us as I'm bringing leaders together from all segments of the family of God to show them that we're the family. We're not orphans. We're not just members of some particular group or order, but a living organism, the body of Christ. And we're asking you to pray with us. If you have a kingdom understanding of God's kingdom power in you, so that you can focus your prayer effectively, and so that you can become a light that pierces the darkness and become a part of that city set on a hill, that's where the light come together, to lift him up so that he will draw all men to himself. The city that cannot be hid must not and will not be hid if we're submitted to God. We will pierce the darkness. We will assume responsibility. We will make a difference. I'm asking you to go to the phone right now and request this series. 5 different parts where we're talking about the kingdom reality, God's kingdom in you, you living in the divine presence and power of God. It transforms everything about you. It gives you a new understanding. It's oxygen for your spiritual lungs. We're going to send you the 5-part series along with Jim Hilton's book, The Supernatural Skyline, Where Heaven Touches Earth. This is the man that just sort of walked into my life and opened kingdom reality, which I'd been a part of for so many years, didn't know how to share it adequately. And that led to what we're teaching and sharing and what Beth has joined with us in. And I'm telling you, it is transforming. We will send you the CDs and the book for your gift of $40. We're also asking you, and I really want you to pray about this, to consider getting the DVD series. Be awesome for a Bible study group, even with your church or your Bible study group. Perhaps invite other believers in your community or others who are curious about the kingdom and watch it together. We want to help you grow. We'll send the CDs also along with Jim Hilton's book. I'm asking you to even consider making an additional gift beyond the $40 or the $90 for the DVDs and all the material to help us as an example. $10 will feed a child for the next several months. $20 will feed 2. $30 will feed 3. So when you ask for something that will help you, also consider reaching beyond yourself and changing someone else's life with the love of God. thank you so much for making the call. Thanks for your help. I'm excited about you getting this series.
Introducing God's Kingdom in You, a dynamic new teaching series that will inspire you to live every day in the power and presence of God. Through five dynamic messages, James and Betty Robison, along with best-selling author and teacher Beth Moore, reveal timely insights concerning your role in the Kingdom of God. The Kingdom is now, and God wants to use you to express His love and reveal His power like never before. James and Beth share ways you can pierce the darkness of this world, how you can release the transforming power of His Kingdom in your life and to the world around you. It all starts with God's Kingdom in you. You can live in His presence in the present.
God's Kingdom in You series is just an awesome, awesome series.
The Kingdom of God is now. That joy is available to me now. It's so practical and simple. It's amazing.
Call now to receive the God's Kingdom in You audio series with companion scripture guide. And as a bonus, we will also send you Jim Hilton's new book, The Supernatural Skyline, with your gift of $40 or more. Or request both the video DVD and audio series with scripture guide and book for just $90 or more. God's Kingdom in You is the power for living you've been looking for. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
I really hope that you've made that call. And I've never been more excited about putting something in your hands that will go straight to your heart. Beth Moore said, James, you're so excited. She said this in the seminar. It's like trying to lasso the wind. Somebody else said, it's like trying to get a drink out of a fire hydrant. You're so excited. I am. I'm excited about what God wants to do for you, in you, and through you, that someone else may experience the blessing of His presence. Thank you for making that call. Thank you for any help you give to enable us to effectively help others. The Kingdom of God is right here near you, in you, to be revealed. This is what we fail to do. We have failed to impact and make a God-given imprint on the kingdoms of this world.
This is a launching pad. This is the beginning of a journey. This is a starting gate. And it will help you solidify what you're supposed to be looking at, how this all works together. I love it.
It's gonna inspire you to dig deeper into God's Word and to share that with everybody and how important it is.
There should be something so alive and active in us that other people in the lost world are drawn to it.
Absolutely.
That it is the kingdom life, and there's just that sense of there's something that I'm aching for. There's something that I want, something that's missing. And that message of the kingdom alive in each one of us is extremely contagious.
God's Kingdom in You created a longing in me to have an intimacy with Him that I've never, ever, ever experienced before, because I do want to hear from Him, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant."
Tomorrow, God's Kingdom in You. James and Betty Robison, along with Beth Moore, reveal timely insights concerning your role in the Kingdom of God. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.